Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maury Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Nigel Thompson, Vice President of Product Design at BlackBerry, and Darren Michael, Chief Information Officer of Patterson Securities. BlackBerry, traditionally well known as a hardware company, specifically with strengths in security, has successfully transitioned into a software company that secures all endpoints and offers cybersecurity services. True to its core, the company is still strong in security, but now expands into securing multiple and more often than not, third-party endpoints, such as Apple iPhones and tablets, motor vehicles, and even medical devices. Patterson Securities is a BlackBerry client and in its goal to become more agile, error-free and secure, has moved to a paperless workplace and one that is completely digital and is now using BlackBerry's Workspaces, a secure collaboration in a cloud solution. In this episode, Nigel of BlackBerry discusses Workspaces as well as the BlackBerry Collaboration Suite and BlackBerry Dynamics and how these solutions have benefited Darren's firm, Patterson Securities. If you're an organization that has a digital strategy but has concerns over cybersecurity, then you'll enjoy this interview with Chris Cubbage, Nigel Thompson, and Darren Michael.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. We're in Sydney and I'm joined by Nigel Thompson, Vice President for Product Design of BlackBerry. Nigel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
And we have a BlackBerry client and guest, Chief Information Officer for Patterson Securities, Darren Michael. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Nigel, you're in Australia as part of a BlackBerry Secure World Tour. We were just talking pre-interview. Luckily, you haven't been to every event.
Right.
This is part of an international push from BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Just to highlight the security services and security consulting services that BlackBerry has moved into and just transitioning that brand name. Maybe let's hear about your role, Vice President of Product Design, and why you're here in Australia and in the region.
Yeah, absolutely. No, very excited to be here in Sydney, Chris. And we've got a big event tomorrow. And part of the event is just to help people understand the pivot that BlackBerry has done. People often still think of BlackBerry as a hardware, you know, as the device. And what's happened over the last few years is we're really a software company, you know. And you asked earlier what we do, and really we do the same thing. We just help people to securely communicate with their colleagues and their partners and their customers, whether it's email or chat or sharing files. BlackBerry is the secure backbone that enables that. So it's very similar to what we've done in the past, except now you can use whatever device you like. So whether it's your iPhone or Android device or your home desktop, all that data is secure so that our customers like Patterson's, you know, can be, you know, have policy and be rest assured that their data is being protected.
Well BlackBerry had, I was going to say BlackBerry was renowned as a secure device anyway. So you're already in that space,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the other thing that we see shifting is the endpoints, you know.
Yep.
You know, obviously the iPhone and the Android have really taken off and people are now using tablets. So they're trying to do more productivity while they're away from the office. And then people are also using devices that you might not have expected, like driving in your car. You know, I'd like to see, get notifications or maybe directions to my next meeting. You know, the cars themselves are becoming computers and BlackBerry has a division that just focuses on that. It could be medical devices. So the number of endpoints are changing, but the problem's the same, right? How do I ensure that the data is secure? And then how do I manage it or put policies out to those endpoints? So that's all part of our DNA.
Well, look, we'll come back to just discussing the BlackBerry Workspaces and the BlackBerry Ad Hoc and also BlackBerry Shield. So you have a suite of software solutions there.
Yeah.
Darren, I suppose as a CIO, I was saying before, I mean, Patterson's is a well-known brand and now you're into wealth management. As the Chief Information Officer, and partnering with BlackBerry as a service provider. I suppose one, maybe just talk about your role and how you're leveraging BlackBerry services into your role.
Sure. So the CIO role is nowadays very much about a business enabler because IT and I guess technology is so much a part of what everyone does, it really needs to be invisible, I guess, for want of a better way of expressing it, but it needs to just happen and work. And we need to, what Patterson's has been trying to do is improve the experience of clients and staff to make everything as seamless as possible, and to do that in a secure manner. So security is obviously always, as a financial services organization, security is paramount, but it has to be done in such a way that it's seamless, so it doesn't, it's not an inhibitor of what people do, but just happens essentially in the background.
Well, part of your transition at the company is going paperless.
Yes.
You have some $13 billion under management and an international client base. They're obviously being touched by the GDPR.
Yes.
Notified data breach, yep. Notifications. Where did the decision come to go paperless? Is it just part of that digital transformation that you're going through or you see as a requirement? And then I suppose if we could get some specifics around what services you're using from BlackBerry and how they really, really biting and helping you.
Sure. So, I mean, the paperless is part of a much bigger IT strategy to be as agile as possible and also to be as efficient and error-free. So using paper by its very nature is actually cumbersome. It does actually increase the error proneness of what people do, and it's really not as secure as if we can manage everything digitally.
Yeah.
So that's we do get this an issue where people say we're just going paperless to save money. That's actually only a really small part of it. It's actually more about being more efficient in what we do, and that's better for the clients. It enables us to much more efficiently get them the information.
Does it not change the endpoint status, I suppose? So, I mean, if you don't have paper in front of you, fortunately I actually do here, but if I didn't, I would have an iPad or I could use my phone or my laptop. Is that what you're finding where, you know, most of us carry multiple devices anyway? That is happening in the workplace?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, clients and staff, but you know, particularly clients, are more and more not... Yeah. I mean, you look at printed media. People don't use printed media as much. They read the news on the train, on the bus, on their device, like you say, you know, the iPad, their phone, whatever that might be. Our use of BlackBerry workspaces was driven to solve a particular issue, and that is we need to get information which is secure and in nature. To specific clients.
Yep.
We need to know that they've received it, and we need to control. We need them. So, in the past, where we sent them paper, they could have copied that and sent it to other people, which they're not supposed to do, or we would not know that.
Yep.
So, we needed a way of getting this information to them, but maintaining management of that information and the security of those documents.
Well, the BlackBerry workspaces, Nigel, that's a secure collaboration. In a cloud solution, and that's just one of the suite in terms of the ad hoc and the BlackBerry Shield. I'd imagine the ad hoc, just for the audience, it's AT hoc, and the Shield. The Shield obviously has more of a security context around that. Maybe just walk us through the three, the workspaces, the ad hoc, and the Shield.
Yeah. So we have a number of suites. The suite that we're talking about with Patterson's is really around content, which is our content suite. So that's workspaces. And that gives you the ability for the business to just be rest assured that the documents that have been shared, that they can put security around it. So if you're sharing, you know, a wealth manager sharing a file with their client, they can put policy on it. And a policy would be something like do not forward, or I can view it, I can print it, or maybe the file will expire in 2 weeks.
So it's a DLP solution?
Yeah, yeah. So it's DLP. But what's nice about it is that you can share it. It's not just with employees. You can share it with people that aren't part of your business. And it also supports other types of file formats that maybe like a Microsoft might not. So if I'm a doctor and I want to share an MRI, I can also put that security around it. Or if I'm Sony and I'm sharing, Oscar pre-release videos, I can put security on it. So that's part of There's the security offering on the content side. On the collaboration side, we have a whole suite of applications, and these applications are things that enable you to do things like email and notes and tasks, all the classic stuff. But what's magical about it is you can do it on your own personal device. So we have a lot of customers and financial services and government. We have hundreds of thousands of employees, and they can just use their own phone for work. And IT is not worried about it because there's a container that runs inside the device. It doesn't touch anything with the device, so your photos stay your photos, and you can manage the device however you want. But your business applications are secured by business, and we guarantee the security of that. So that's the BlackBerry Collaboration Suite. And then we also have the technology that we do to build our own apps, and we make available for others. So if you're an ISV or you're building your own applications and you want to sell it to the government or the financial services, you can actually wrap it in the BlackBerry container. And that's part of our Dynamics offering. And it's all, the shield represents all the suites, all the security. So that's on the collaboration content side. And then we also have another division that's focused specifically around automotive. Also the ability to do asset tracking through a product called Radar. But we just view those as endpoints. And that's part of our Enterprise of Things strategy, where we see the number of endpoints are actually increasing. And we're using the same security to protect those endpoints in the non-traditional. So it's not a computer or a phone or a laptop. It's something else, right?
Well, I was going to say from Darren's perspective, how, because it sounds comprehensive suite, how did you find the transition or sort of the adoption of workspaces?
Oh, it's been really good. It's quite really easy to set up and get working, and it's very easy to use. It's really quite intuitive.
Do you find that the staff noticed or maybe didn't notice what the change was?
I guess they noticed in the sense that the process has changed, but it's changed in a really positive way for them. You know, what has happened is, although Workspaces came to Patterson's to solve a specific issue, we've actually expanded. We have people, because we've changed the way staff view IT and we're now problem solvers for them. They've come to us with particular issues, and Workspaces has actually been a solution to a whole number of different things.
Well, I imagine that it helps with that security awareness too. They know that it serves a purpose of that protection?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, the compliance department always has one eye on everything that's happening, so, you know, they're quite happy about how it works and the security of it, and that enables them to have conversations with advisors, for instance, that's, you know, this is a tool you can use, and, you know, compliance are happy for you to go ahead with that.
Maybe what was the driver? Would you say that the change in legislation, apart from you being in the financial sector where you're heavily regulated anyway, would you say that there was a driver in the change or just part of the business change? And when I say driver, I'm talking about the GDPR and the Australian legislation as well.
It wasn't really a driver. It's more driven by a business requirement.
Yeah.
But having said that, you know, we always have a mind to security. The GDPR has been well advertised, so we knew that was coming. So, you know, we always have one eye on being able to be compliant as easily as possible with those sorts of things coming down the track. I guess we got more bang for our buck in the sense that because we were able to solve a business problem, but, you know, in a way that actually enabled us to sort of look forward to, this legislation's coming into place and we'll be protected from that.
Well, imagine it allows you to scale too. You don't have those concerns of, you know, where that data is. You know, it's protected either way.
Yeah.
Nigel, where do you see, so this event for the listening audience is next week, but by the time they'll hear this, it's all over, so you've heard it here first, you just won't hear it until after.
Sure.
Where do you see BlackBerry going? We'll obviously hear a lot more about BlackBerry, and you've got a wide range of people coming on the Secure World Tour.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that are coming to the Security World Tour is sort of a mix of existing customers who want to see what's coming next in the roadmap, what technologies they should be aware of. And then we've also got people that are less familiar of who BlackBerry is today. They still think of BlackBerry as a devices company versus a software company. So we'll provide them a lot of content to help them understand it. And we're really trying to couch this into a realistic conversation about, like, what problems are you really... Nobody really wants to buy technology just to buy technology. They're really trying to, you know, as Darren was saying, we're really trying to solve problems, right? So we want to make sure that we've got the right tools to help them solve the problems. And then for a CIO, it's really important to know that if I invest in someone like a BlackBerry, there's other companies that do similar sounding solutions, how do I make sure in 3 to 5 years that I'm not going to have to throw it all away and start over again? They want to know that BlackBerry kind of gets where the industry and the market is going, and that the solution is going to move with their own strategies, whatever they might be, whether it's around, you know, enabling the workforce or digitization, or you know, being able to secure the new endpoints that are coming to the businesses. So that's a part of the whole communication that we'll do tomorrow or in the past,
I guess. Good.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's interesting and also encouraging, I think, to see vendors like BlackBerry who have been around for so long and are transitioning, like we all are, to a digital environment.
Yeah.
So I suppose to find out more information, it will be blackberry.com/enterprise. Mm-hmm. And obviously these are focused on the enterprise and across all industries. And we've had Darren Michael, the CIO of Patterson Security, as a client example, and I think it's really important. And even Patterson's itself, if you look at that brand, has also been transitioning. So Nigel Thompson, the Vice President for Product Design at BlackBerry, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
And Darren Michael, CIO for Patterson Securities, thanks very much for giving a client perspective.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.